Oh yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast, episode 61. My name is Chris.
I'm Shane Presley.
I didn't go with the last name that time. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm Shane.
There you go. We're on a first name basis now. Yeah. I think I just forgot what my name was.
It happens.
So we haven't done a podcast together in like four episodes.
Yeah.
I looked and it was March 19th. I think was the last time that we were both on a podcast.
Reunited.
We're coming together. Friends forever. Friends forever. I don't remember the Saved by the Bell song. I think it's something like that. Zach Attack. But so, like, there's an episode where I just did it because you were sick.
Yeah.
And we were in your house while you were in your bed.
Right.
In slumber, feeling miserable.
In my deathbed.
Yeah, and then I don't know if you did an episode per week, so if it was 3 weeks, probably about something like that. But so there's another three episodes after that I didn't do.
Right.
So now we're back together.
Yeah.
We're going to try to remember how to podcast. Yeah. And we're doing it where we record the very first podcast in my basement. Does it smell as much like pee, or is it still pretty? Still smells like pee. Darn it. I think it's because the dogs may have peed down here again on time, but I try and keep the door. I mean, their spots aren't as bad, so it's getting better, but I had to build like a wall of toys over there to make room for our sweet ghetto podcast. We have two chairs and a stool that the microphone's sitting on, so it's not as fancy as your house, but
hey.
You know,
not many things are.
And I don't know if they'll hear the dog in the background, but Lola. So my kids are sleeping, and my plan was that when Shane got here, he texted me ahead of time, which he did. I appreciate it. And so then I could put the dogs in the garage. So when he got here, I could sneak him into the basement, and then the dogs would come back in. They wouldn't realize that it was here, wouldn't bark. Biscuit, our big dog, didn't have any idea. But Lola, who is, I can hear her, like, whining back there. I don't think I can hear her on the microphone, but she, like, ran immediately to the window and started barking out like she smelled you or something, and she's now dead set on finding out who is in the basement talking to me. But normally they're not a big deal, but
all right.
But that's better than, like,
next time let us come in through the window.
Yeah, well, I thought there's a door back there, but I'm like, it's way too messy over there to even make room to get through there, but that's all right. It was a successful mission. But,
all right.
Yeah, so you went to a show tonight, right?
Yeah.
Which is, like, obviously your norm. Like, it's very rare that I'm like, oh, you didn't go to a show.
Right.
Probably because
I would say I'm in a little bit of a slump. Things are picking up. Things are picking back up this week. But we owed some money on taxes. Speaking of which, happy tax day. If you're listening to this, your taxes were due yesterday. So, so you're late.
They actually have... Wait, when's tax day? Is it 15th?
Yeah.
Okay, so they got...
Yeah, so we are recording this on Happy...
This isn't live.
On tax day. We owed a little bit of money, so I was trying to save, and so I hadn't been going out as much, but I went out last night. That is on Tuesday. I went to see the Delta Saints and Lion Eyes and... the Green Gables or Green Gallows opened up. Anyway, that was at Firebird. It was a real cool show. Delta Saints I saw about a year ago open up for Blackberry Smoke at the Pageant, and I really dig them. They're from Nashville, and they got a cool kind of swampy sound, and I like them. Good stuff. And then tonight I went to see Lee Bryce, Cadillac 3, and Chase Bryant at Lindenwood University in St. Charles, and so that was cool.
I saw a Clockwork post a picture I played in elementary school today. Did you see that picture?
I haven't seen that.
I don't know if they played there, but it looked like they put on a little acoustic show.
Yeah, those guys been bouncing around doing, like, they got a big show Friday night at Old Rock House with Goodbye June, and they've been doing a lot of promo this week trying to plug the show and doing these, like, pop-up shows.
Yeah,
like,
I saw them doing it Planet Fitness there in Huntsville for somebody.
Yeah.
I guess.
They've been surprising people at their work and things like that, and playing shows for them.
Oh, it must be the shower. Sorry if you hear loud music. I heard something. I'm like, why is that noise? Probably the shower or something, but upstairs. So,
so yeah. So go see Clockwork if you are free Friday night.
Yeah, those guys are just cool guys. Just seem like they're having a good time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're good dudes. I saw them tonight at the show, and we got to talking a little bit and catching up, and it was just fun to see them.
Yeah, so we have a pretty cool thing coming up on April 18th. For those who don't know, April 18th is Record Store Day, and we were invited by Vintage Vinyl, which is a record store, probably one of the more popular record stores in St. Louis.
Yeah, one of the last sole proprietor record stores in the country. I don't know when they opened in St. Louis. I don't know all my stats, but they been holding it down in St. Louis for a long time. I've been going to the record store day for a couple of years now since I became aware of it. And it's always a good party, man. It's so live music and live DJs and lots of exclusive records for sale, and a lot of the bands I like I've said before, a lot of them support vinyl, so it's cool to see when some of your favorite bands put out a special 7-inch single or something like that, or just for Record Store Day.
Yeah, so we are going to be guest DJs on Record Store Day at 2:30, we get like an hour slot to go and just hang out and play. We'll probably play a lot of music from our guests who have been on the show, just to support them. But it's going to be kind of a cool thing. Like I'm not sure how it came about. Did they reach out to us, or did you reach out to them?
I think it started on our Twitter account first. They direct messaged us, and then I started emailing them, and then got it all set up. And it's an honor, to be considered even to think of us, and so I'm excited about the opportunity, and hopefully make some new fans out there.
Yeah, and there's a lot. I mean, they're gonna have music, live music, other, like I said, guest DJs.
If you get there early enough, 10 o'clock will start. They're gonna have free Strange Donuts and free Caldi's coffee. I think that's how you say it. Free Schlafly beer will be there, free Monster energy drinks in the afternoon, and so you can keep you wired up to keep going all night.
Yeah, we should get the guys from Strange Donuts on sometime. Yeah. That'd be cool. They just seem like, I've heard a lot of good things about them. I even saw Chris Hardwick posted a picture. He was sitting at his hotel after coming through St. Louis, and he had some Strange Donuts. I guess he went there after the show and took pictures and stuff, but I've heard good things about him and just never had them. So that may be another thing you have to like show me, because you showed me Steve's hot dogs, which was now amazing, but haven't done Strange.
Yeah, I haven't been either. I know they also, like Steve, opened their store with crowdfunding, and that's how they got going. And I think business has been good. And I believe they're getting ready to open a second location, or trying to, and Columbia or something. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool, man. We should maybe we can make that happen.
We'll reach out to him. So hey, yo, maybe we'll talk to him on how what time are you getting there on the Record Store Day? Because you're going early, right?
Yeah, I'll probably be down there early.
You going what time do they open?
10.
10.
Yeah.
I'll have to see. I'm gonna see, because I'm taking a half day at work that day, so I'll have to see if I got time to get down there.
Yeah.
Early. I mean, it'd make more sense to go down there early since. Just hang out.
Sure. I'm going to go down, and we got a couple of our friends, Bruiser Queen, they're playing, I think, 2 o'clock. Kelsey McClure from Comedy and Lou, who's also been on the show, she'll be down there DJing also. A couple friends of the show will be there. And
sweet.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It was kind of like, at first I didn't know if I was going to be able to get off work for it, so I just took a half day, but like, as it's getting closer, I'm like, this is really cool. Like, they reach out to us, and it's just a big, kind of a, just a fun opportunity. And I think it's a blast. Just honored, like you said, to be able to go out there and
spend an hour. Put our name on the poster and everything. It's like, just to be included. It meant a lot. So
pretty sweet.
I feel like we're actually getting something accomplished here.
Yeah. So April 18th, that's this Saturday, at Vintage Vinyl, in the Loop, Record Store Day. Come out and buy some records. I've really, like, since I've saw, honestly, I think it was since we were over at Paul's Paul Niehaus when we went to his house, and like in his living room, I mentioned, I'm like, after this is after the interview, I'm like, you don't even have a TV in here. And he's like, it's just a record player. He's like, yeah, I haven't watched TV in forever. And I was just like, that's awesome. And it made me really want to like buy a record player. Just for, like the idea of like, kind of probably why you appreciate it so much too, is just like something about a record player and putting on a, you know, putting on and jamming out to it compared to like, let me just put in my iPod or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an art that's, you know, there's definitely those that appreciate it, but it's kind of also been lost in translation with, you know, in the modern technology and everything, yeah. But there's definitely a lot of people keeping vinyl alive, and it's, but yeah, it's cool, like, sense of nostalgia to, you know, I made a joke a while back when I ended up buying an Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore.
Oh yeah.
And I said I was gonna put on my Allman Brothers record and light some incense and slip back to 1969 and whatever year it was, I forget. But anyway, but that's kind of what it did. You know, it's like it's almost like time travel. You know, the closest thing we can get to it, like to go back and listen to these records, and just like our parents did and everything else, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think like, and I was trying to look like at work at some like record players, but I don't even know what to like. And it's not like I need like an old one. I wouldn't mind getting the one that I can hook up an MP3 player to, but I just want something. It just seems like a cool idea, to kind of like a book collection or a DVD collection, being able to have like a record collection. But
yeah,
I don't know where it would. I don't know where my collection would be located at.
Yeah. But that's also the thing. Like, I mean, it kind of blows your mind to think about it. Like the fact that, you know, now with the iPod, and like I've got a 160 gig iPod with like 24,000 songs on it. And to think that if you were to have those on records, you know, it's going to take up your like entire house. But I have that now in my pocket. You know, it's like, it's kind of just crazy to think that how much media we can have in such a tiny spot.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy. And like, it's funny with the, like the, do you have like a, did you ever have one of those classic iPods, like the 250 gig, like the kind of bulkier ones?
That's what I've got.
Is that what you got?
Yeah. Right? I still have my old classic. I've had a couple of them, but yeah, I still got the old spin wheel on there and stuff.
Yeah. God, it's just crazy how technology gets smaller and smaller. Right. It's just like, yeah, here's this tiny thing that you can fit 2.7 million songs on it, if you want.
Sure.
It's just, it's great. And then, like, obviously the streaming stuff and everything is cool. Yeah. You know, it just all, but yeah, there's just something kind of, like, romantic about it, like being able to pull out a record and putting it on.
Yeah.
Jam. I don't mean that, like, seducing, but just, like, the idea of, like, just hanging out and listening to a... Because, like, down here, I could do it. We're in the basement. I could just be like,
slip on,
just put on my jam. And for those who can't see through the audio file, I turned down the lights to a very romantic level.
You're listening to some smooth jazz.
Hello, baby. You're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. But, no, just something kind of cool. And I'd just be able to have set up here and put something on when the kids are down here playing. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm also afraid that if I did that, my son would be the first one to be like, oh, cool, what's this? And just throw it against the wall. And... what's going on? But, maybe something down the line. But I know my parents have a ton of records, too, and they bought one of those, like, MP3 compatible record player things, and it's just, like, never really thought about it until I think I started talking to you about it and stuff. And it's just like, there's something kind of neat about it.
It's a fun hobby to have.
And plus, I got a VHS player over there, too. And the old Nintendo. So I'm just... the basement could be retro.
Yeah. That's cool. I was listening back to Jeremy Essig's album. A while ago. And he's got a joke on his album about running and stuff. And that, like, he got hit by a car or something like that. Or... I forget, but he was talking about how, like, that you need to be, like, more careful. And the guy, like, tells him, like, he's like, man, I didn't see you there, man, and all stuff. And he goes, so he's like, so, and he said he was in his, like, running clothes. So, like, he said to get more attention, he's just going to wear a jean jacket and carry a VCR. And like, he's like, either that guy stole that thing or he's from the past or something. Yeah. All stuff. He's like,
right. Dude's just nuts.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And nobody knows what a VCR is anymore.
My son can work it. Yeah. I mean, it's nice because he can just put it in and it just plays.
Sure. You
know? And it's one of the automatic rewind ones, so when the movie's over, it'll just start over.
Or rewind
it. Yeah, so you didn't have to worry about it. We would have been, like, Blockbuster's favorite customer. But I don't know, yeah, there's some things like, I don't know if it's just like an old school kick type of thing. Like, today I watched The Breakfast Club, and it was because at work I was watching an anniversary, like, 12-part making of that, and I was just like, this is, like, they're talking about it, and I'm just like, you know, that just is a good gosh darn movie that I can just watch. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, like, it was just a little bit ago I broke out my Nintendo 64 and drank some Surge, and you know, it just it's fun to kind of go back. And I mean, you know, you don't have to. You get older, but you don't have to grow up, you know?
So, Nintendo 64, because, like, I think Mario Kart's the only game that I can play without, like, then I start playing something else. I'm just like, oh, okay, it's worth. Like, can you play it for an extended amount of time without, like...
There's some. I mean, like, I played, probably not, like, real long. Not nearly as long as I probably played as a kid.
Oh, right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, sort of some of those days you just sit there all day and playing and... Oh, man. But, yeah, no, I mean, like... I can play GoldenEye for a couple hours sometimes, I don't know, it hasn't been happening in a while, but at least you got a storyline, you know, a mission and stuff, like, there's only so many races you can do on Mario Kart, I got NFL Blitz, and, like, all the games, like, you know, they all kind of start running together and stuff, and...
I was trying to think of The Breakfast Club, but, like, I was thinking of, like, five movies that, like, I would want my son or even daughter, like, I would want them to watch when they're older and just, like, I think they would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to think of, like, what five movies that would be, and, like, I think The Breakfast Club, as I watched it, despite, like, the vulgarity in it and stuff, which probably in the 80s was probably rated, like, PG, and now it's, like, rated R, I think, because of it, but, like, it'd be, like, that, The Princess Bride, I'd have to have, like, that'd be probably my number one.
Inconceivable.
Oh, it's such a good movie. I just bought that on Blu-ray, too, at Best Buy for, like, $7. And then, like...
Shout out to Best Buy.
Best Buy, representing. If you guys look to sponsor the Rock River Podcast, you can reach out to Crispy Mitter or Shane Bresley or whatever on Twitter. And then there's, like, a goofy movie, just because, like, it's great music.
The Leaning Tower of Cheese.
And they don't give him, like, credit in that movie, Pauly Shore. And I'm kind of surprised. Like, if you look in the credits, they don't ever say, Pauly Shore is whatever that guy's name is. I don't remember what the character's name was.
Yeah.
But, like, there'd be, like, that. And then I think Miracle, just for the hockey sense. But I don't know if there's, like, I couldn't think of the last one. But, like, are there any movies that you'd be, like, when you have kids, you would want your child to watch that, like, either you enjoyed or you just, like...
Well... Most of mine would probably have to be...
Clockwork Orange, probably.
Yeah, right. Just have to watch that 5 times in a row.
Yeah, and then, like, American History X, just for fun.
I don't, like, I mean, I've talked about some of my favorite movies around here, but, like I said, most of mine would probably have to wait till they're a little older, because there's some pretty filthy...
Well, like, Debbie stuff. Does Dallas is just, it's important that when they're older, they understand the concept of the art behind what you're watching. And Backdoor to Teen Mom is also probably that. I mean, just so they're up with the pop culture of Teen Mom and why they should not get into porn.
Right.
But...
I mean, like, for me, just so they can appreciate the good humor... because that's mostly all I watch is good comedy movies. But, like, for me, it's, like, Tommy Boy. Like, I've watched... That was such a huge part of my life in the late 90s. Like, I remember that when Tommy Boy, like, got on HBO, and at the time we had a satellite dish, and we had, like, HBO East and HBO West and all this stuff. So, like, I would pretty much, like, watch, like, twice a day. Like, you know, it would come on... one, and then it would come on the other, and, like, so there was a while there, like, I was watching it all the time, and then, like, of course, my birthday came around, and somebody bought me, like, the VHS copy of it, and stuff, so, like, it was just like, man, I But I mean, the movie never got old to me. It was one of my favorites. I love Farley and Spade. Yeah. And and Black Sheep was, you know, obviously just as good too. Yeah, I mean, any of that, like Dumb and Dumber, Big Lebowski, those are all movies I would definitely pass on to my my unborn children.
Your unborn children. I'll get them as a birthday.
All right.
Or a
Jurassic Park. That one holds up.
Yeah, man. And we were talking that needs to be the next movie at least. Well, you mentioned the Avengers too, so maybe I'll go in because I've expressed my unenthusiasm for that movie, and I don't know why. I tried to watch the original one, and I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
But like, maybe the new Avengers movie, and then like for sure Jurassic Park. Sure. Go and like we're gonna do another mini review like we do with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
But I'd be down to see Avengers. I mean,
we're gonna dress up as dinosaurs and go this time.
Yeah. And and get Denver Wade Frant out there too to represent. We need to all pick dinosaurs, or we could pick like characters from the original. Like you can be Malcolm, and I'll be Dr. Grant, and then what's his name can be the girl. That'd be awesome.
What it'd be like do you get points like for like in like a Comic Con, you know, like when
cosplay,
if you get the most obscure like character, you know, and stuff like that, like,
yeah,
you know, that's the thing, like, because everybody, you know, there's like all the, you know, whatever Darth Vaders and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like if you can get some super obscure character from the comic book version or whatever, something like that, like everybody, like,
you're like more legit or like you have more credibility behind it. Yeah.
Well, it'd be funny to be like that guy that like got killed in the toilet.
Lawyer.
Like in the,
or he goes like Michael Crichton, be like, yeah, I'm the guy who wrote the book. Like, yeah, you had to tell us that you did a very good job. No, I'm just really pretty good at it.
Did you ever, like, I like one a lot of Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Two is okay. Three is pretty bad.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
It's like, just nothing. Well, after the first one, like, it just kind of, like, I guess they just tried to force, I felt like it.
Yeah.
Like, the dinosaurs, like, the first one was very much like, this feels right. This is awesome.
Sure.
And obviously, it was something we hadn't really seen before. And even, like, I don't think I probably saw it till a while after it came out because I was still young.
I remember, not to cut you off, but I can remember when it came out, like, and it was already like, here's another nostalgic kind of reference. We went to my cousin had a whatever friend or whoever it was, I forget now, but had like a audio store, kind of like car audio and home audio stuff. And we went in there and they had a Laserdisc.
Oh, the big ones?
Yeah, so we watched Jurassic Park on Laserdisc, and they had like this theater kind of thing set up in there. So we like, it was just like, you know, four chairs kind of thing. And I remember they kind of like put it on the part like where, you know, T-Rex comes in and like, and we're sitting in that chair just like shaking because all the bass in the room and stuff. Like, it was intense, man. But anyway, so that's what I mean. I can remember my first time watching the movie. And
yeah, I the second one, like, it wasn't bad. It just, it seemed just, I don't know. And I guess having, who's the guy who played Malcolm? Or I don't even know if that's his name. I could just be making that up. I don't even know.
But it's two is it, like, they had the...
He had to go find his wife, like, or his girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
like,
the kid was with him.
They're in, like, that giant, like, bird cage, right?
Yeah.
Or is that three?
No, that's three.
That's three?
Three. The second one is, he's got his daughter, like, stows away on the thing. He's trying to find, like, his girlfriend or the girl's mom or whatever. Oh, no, it was the mom, because I don't remember. But Sarah is who they were trying to find. It had Vince Vaughn in it, too.
Yeah.
And, I guess they had, like, the big crane. I remember, like, the big, like, RV that fell off the cliff or something like that. Spoiler alert. I don't know. I don't know if I like the second or third one better between the two, but the first one obviously is by far the best.
Sure.
And then the new one.
Maybe I had them back. Maybe three. Maybe I like three better. I don't know. Both of them are pretty bad.
Just not that good. And I'm afraid that this new one's not going to be like, it's going to be something just because it's Jurassic Park that I want to see it. But, like, when I was like, they showed the shark being dangled down, the new dinosaur hops up. And I'm like, it's pretty cool because it's, like, perspective. But then I'm like, you see, what's his name on the motorcycles with the raptors running beside him? I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, he's like, oh, we train. He's a raptor trainer. I don't know. Like, it's very SeaWorld-ish looking, which I guess, I don't know.
I'm just, because they tease in the trailer, like, that there's, like, some new, you know, they made a new dinosaur. So, like, that's kind of the thing is be the payoff, see how that works out, like, in... But, I mean, it's like, when are they going to learn to just keep quit going back to that damn park?
People, come on, realize it. It's not safe. And the thing that I like, and maybe that was kind of the turnoff for the, I don't know if it's the second or the third one, but, like, I like the classic dinosaurs that we know, and, like, there's something cool that was about the T-Rex, and I guess maybe now it's because we're discovering newer dinosaurs, which this one could be just fully fictional anyway, but, like, there's something about, like, the old... school dinosaurs that we know, and then when you try and bring like these new super dinosaurs that are like crazy or intelligent, like when the raptors were talking in the third one, like they're communicating, I'm just like, I guess I want it more like that's what was so nice about the first one. It wasn't like so over the top, it was a lot more like realistic in the sense of they're going to a theme park, okay, shit gets turned off, and now the dinosaurs are loose,
right?
And it's not like
it was a little bit more believable.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I wish they'd go a little more basic, but I don't know how basic they can do the idea of the park falling apart.
Yeah.
One, so I don't know. But I think I'm going to see it just for the sake of its dinosaurs and its Jurassic Park. But,
yeah, it'd be fun, except for that he got eaten. But it'd be funny to Samuel Jackson was back.
Just his arm.
Yeah.
they put his arm on like somebody else and just like, oh, okay. I don't know, it was good. But, like, the Avengers is, like, kind of, as I saw, like, the new trailer for it, like, it doesn't look horrible, and maybe it's just something, like, if I go see it with other people, I'll enjoy it more, compared to, like, sitting and watching it by myself and being, like, lame. I'm just like, oh.
I mean, they're one of those movies. It's kind of like, I just went to watch the new Fast and the Furious 7, so it's like, it's kind of like that, like, where you know you're not going to get some great storyline.
Yeah.
It's just more or less a bunch of cool action sequences and things, you know, it's like... So with the Avengers, all it is you're not getting great plot points and character building, you know, since you have so many characters.
Yeah.
It's more or less there's something happens and they're going to kick a bunch of ass and like, and that's, it's just fun.
I would say I think I'd probably be a little more interested and maybe it's because I'm more like a DC fan. Like I like Batman and I don't know, Superman's okay, but like, I guess I like that universe more than Marvel. Not that I'm like this huge diehard comic book fan, so like I couldn't tell you too many people, but like I think that's what like Iron Man, like Robert Downey Jr. kills that part. Like he's awesome in that. Mm-hmm. But like Captain America, Thor, I never really cared much for. Hulk, like they do a good job. I just characters don't really interest me. Maybe that's why I wasn't so like.
I agree with Captain America for the beginning. I didn't really was never big on. Any of the Captain American stuff, but I watched the second one actually, Cap 2, and like I thought it was really good. I mean, it made me like him more.
And maybe if I went back and watched like all the individual movies, because like most of them have maybe like except for whoever the bow and arrow guy is,
Hawkeye.
I don't know, because Hulk has his own movie. Yeah. Iron Man obviously has.
Well, they've done
two or three
Hulk a couple of times.
Actually. Yeah, they're like early 2000 Hulk was like totally different and shitty than like the newer ones. The newer one had what's his name in it from American History X and Fight Club.
Oh, Edward Norton.
Yeah, and then he didn't do Avengers.
Right.
Sorry to cut you off.
I heard on Nerdist the other day that they. Chris is like hosting some kind of event and they're going to watch all of the Marvel movies, the 28-hour movie marathon.
Holy cow.
And then the last one is the new Avengers movie before it goes public, I guess, or something like that. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So they're going to start at the beginning with Iron Man and watch them all in chronological order.
Jeez.
And so I'm like, be kind of fun, but like 28 hours in a movie theater, that's pretty extreme.
And yeah, like, you'd have to pick out like the two movies you'd probably sleep, like take a nap during. And yeah, care about, but there's something about like the group of people and like enthusiastic people around it that's like makes it more fun. Yeah, where when I'm watching it by myself, I'm just like, so maybe that's why. Like, and I wouldn't have been as big a fan of like Ninja Turtles if I would have gone and just watched it by myself, but I don't know, I still enjoyed that one. Still enjoyed that one. Yeah. It was fun. And I started reading the comics. Like, holy shit, the comics are awesome. Like, they have a new line of comics out that, like, they start, like, the story of, like, the turtles, you know, but, like, Raphael, instead of, like, he's lost. Like, he got separated when they all transformed into the bigger ones. And, like, so they're trying to find him. And, like, they're all, like, in their red masks because he was their favorite one or whatever.
Right.
It was really interesting. I've been reading. There's like 44 issues of it. I'm like 10 in, but I'm like, this is really pretty fun. I enjoy it.
And then, I guess they're doing a sequel to the new one also.
Yeah. That's going to probably be like a Transformers deal. They do like three or four, but yeah, it's supposed to have Bebop and Rocksteady, I think, in the new one. So it'll be fun.
You know, me and Stacy, we watched that, Chicago PD.
Oh yeah.
And there's a guy on there, I forget his real name, but I was telling Stacy, I was like, do you know who that guy is? And she's like, no. I was like, do you ever watch the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies, the, rubber suit ones and from the early 90s? And she's like, no, I don't think so. And like, I was like, the guy, one of the detectives in Chicago PD, was Casey Jones.
Casey Jones, yeah.
20 years ago.
He was on like, some other show, too, and I remember seeing it. I was like, it blew my mind. I'm like, oh, that's him. Because like, he's bald. Like, he's like balding now or something. Right. Like, obviously, it doesn't look like
what I showed Casey her side-by-side pictures, and she goes, it doesn't even look like him. And I'm like, well, that was, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we all look a lot different.
Do you watch any shows on Netflix, or do you watch any like other TV?
I mean,
you don't watch Game of Thrones, do you?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, sorry.
God, damn.
See ya.
Yeah. And that'll be the end of this podcast. I gotta find something else to talk about. Game of Thrones. No, but do you, like, I've heard that Daredevil's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it. But I don't know if there's any, like, thing you watch on Netflix. Like, any...
No, I need to get Netflix, actually. I don't know. That's just like we said earlier, I'm kind of, out
unnecessary going expense.
Going to a lot of live entertainment compared to watching it on Netflix.
But I don't do a whole lot of Netflix really. It's just like Game of Thrones is the one show I watch, and like the first four episodes or something leaked, and I watched like the second one, but the third and fourth I haven't gotten around to watch yet. But like
I don't know, like even like the subject matter, like I get that it's probably a good storyline and all this stuff, like in writing, but I don't know, just nothing about it catches my attention.
Well, it's hard to commit the time to it, too. Like, Game of Thrones, if I would have started, or if I would have, like, heard about it or something, like, two or three seasons in, I probably wouldn't have watched it. But, like, since I started when it came on, that helps. But, like, there's other shows that I hear that are really good, like Breaking Bad and things, and I want to watch them, but I can't commit the time to it, because I have so little time to actually, that I do watch TV, that I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll dedicate an hour per, like, it's too long. I'm just like, Game of Thrones gets my time, and that's about it. But I've been thinking about maybe watching that, other show that I just mentioned that I can't think of it now. Daredevil, because I've heard it's pretty good. And they have the whole season on Netflix, but I've heard good things about it.
Is that based on the same character? Or the
same. It's not like... So Ben Affleck played the Daredevil character whenever in that movie. And it's basically the same... I mean, it's a new series, so it's not based on that thing, but it's supposed to be really good. Like, but, probably the origin story of him. And, going, but it's one of those Netflix-funded ones, and it's supposed to be really good, but...
they've been doing a lot of that. Speaking of which, who knows, they might even wind up there, but our buddies, Dave and Robbie are working on their TV series.
I watched the trailer or whatever it would be called for that. I don't know if it's like a preview or just a demo type thing.
Yeah, it's like they went basically kind of a sample of what you could expect if they, can meet their goal and what they want to do with it and stuff. But we talked to him about it a couple episodes back, but Dave and Robbie of Inkspot and Troy, they're looking to shoot this series this summer, and kind of a docu-series of sorts. And they got a crowdfunding going on a Kickstarter, so you can go check them out. Turnpikes and Troubadours, or sorry, not foot. Turn tattoos and turnpikes. I don't know.
What's
Troubadours? I don't know.
Maybe that's the other project you're starting on. Why are your eyes all red? It's not even 4:20 yet.
I think the pee fumes are getting to me.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not even high. He just blazed out his mind on dog pee. It's weird.
But
I watched the thing. Yeah. It was really good. Like, it seemed pretty interesting.
Well done. The I think Patrick Lawrence did a lot of the shooting and editing on it, and he's a local filmmaker. Helped actually made some two of the Fivefold music videos.
So,
he's a talented guy.
Yeah, it was good, and like it's cool to see that those guys wanting to show a true side of tattooing outside of like the Miami Ink or whatever the shows are called that are like, oh, you want to do this? Okay, go away for 10 minutes and come back, and we'll do this really extensive thing, and you know, probably overprice what they really should. It's just it's nice to see, like, it takes the reality, like it sure. puts a better name back in reality TV compared to what it is.
Yeah, they just want to show their life and tattoos and bikes and some of their friends and all this. So it's kind of a neat project, and but yeah, they might wind up on Netflix. You know, who knows?
That'd be awesome.
See if they can get somebody to pick it up and get behind it.
Yeah, it's so nice that between like Amazon Prime and Netflix and Hulu and these like shows that are these things, like, it's gonna be interesting to see what like television does to the responder. Like HBO has their HBO Now, which is, you can get HBO without having the actual cable contract or whatever. It's gonna be interesting to see what cable companies start to do, because eventually I think a lot of the, like, I don't think it's ever gonna go away. It's like radio in essence. You know, there's still certain things that are gonna be on TV, but these really popular channels, I think, are gonna eventually start to find out, hey, we can probably make more money if we do it on our own service.
I think like stuff like that, like Netflix is kinda like doing for movies and TV, like what kinda like Spotify for music.
You know?
It's like it's sort of making it everything more readily available, and being able to get people that, like, you know, there's a lot of shows that are being funded by Netflix that weren't, you know, probably wouldn't make, you know, cable otherwise and stuff like that. And
wasn't Full House one that I've heard rumors on that they're going to try and up again?
There's rumors. I don't know if that anything has been quite confirmed, but they were talking about Fuller House with DJ and
Kimmy
Gibbler, we'll see.
I feel like whenever they do like possible reboots, like even like that Girl Meets World show, I'm just like, the only way they could have made this better is if they would have just made Boy Meets World and just extended it for, like, you know.
I watched like I think we were, I don't even know how we ended up on it, but I actually watched like a couple of minutes of Girl Meets World the other night, and I mean, like, it was definitely, you know, cheesy but wasn't too terrible, but yeah, like I did see that they had the teacher guy, not Feeny, but the younger guy, dark hair and stuff.
Turner,
yeah,
really?
He's coming in season two of Girl Meets World or something like that.
That's I think it's just gonna eventually turn into Boy Meets World again. Right. Like, and that'd be cool. That'd be cool with that. But like, I just like, and there's something weird that when I first saw that, like, and I think we talked about it before, is that it feels too Disney-fied, and I think it's what somebody said, that like, because it's the way they shoot it now is digital compared to what it was in the 90s, and I think that's why it has a different look to it.
Sure.
But like, they should just go back to do that look too. Just make me happy, really, is all I kind of want them to do.
Yeah, they haven't consulted us yet about this.
Yeah. I haven't had a Rock River Podcast episode of Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think like, when they talk about rebooting shows, like, in theory, it's like, oh, yeah, there's all this, like, demand for it. And then once they actually do it, people, like, I think it's just, like, playing Nintendo. You're just like, oh, okay, this is good for, like, 10 minutes. And then, like,
sure. I mean, it's, I think, like, they should just stick to, like, what Jimmy Fallon did, like, with Saved by the Bell reunion thing. Like, hey, cool, all of them are still alive. All right, well.
Yeah, let me get to see what they look like. Okay, and that's my fix. Yeah. Like, and Jimmy Fallon, he kills it. Like, he does such good stuff. It's awesome. And like,
he did that one, and then like a couple years ago he did that
Full House.
He did the Full House one too. And then there's another, what was California Dreams or whatever. Did you see that one they did?
I don't know if I saw that one.
It was sort of like the Saved by the Bell spinoff show, kind of, or not really spinoff, but like, you know.
Like summer episodes
or something? it was like the same sort of concept, you know, but it was like for California beach town kind of thing or something. And, but, you know, a lot of the similar kind of writing and stuff. But anyway, he got all them. I think that was still when he was on Late Night that he got that whole cast together and for the show. And
yeah.
But it's cool to that. I mean, obviously, I don't think Jimmy's too much older than us, so it's kind of fun to that he's into like a lot of the same stuff that we are, that we grew up with and things. So
did you see that Dennis Quaid outburst video that was on the internet? Like,
no.
So, and a lot of people were thinking it was Jimmy Kimmel, who was like, because there's a video, I guess, that leaked yesterday. It was like a cell phone video, or maybe it was 2 days ago, of like Dennis Quaid like freaking out on like set, and he's like, "I got this fucking dickhead guy here and talking, and these fucking zombies looking at me here, and duh, horse shit," and like all this stuff. It looks like he just like just freaked out on set, and so everybody was like, "Oh my god," you know. And I guess apparently it was a skit for Funny or Die, and they released the actual skit today. And it's like basically him, like a guy dressed in a wiener outfit, talking to the director. So he's like, "This dickhead here," and then it, like, he steps down, he steps in like horse shit, and it's like, "Horse shit," and then later the horse like, "Sorry," and she's like, "And I, these fucking zombies staring over here," and the zombie, there's guys dressed as zombies looking at him. He's like, "And this fucking baby," and it's just like a baby, a lady holding a baby. It just, it was hilarious how they did it, like. Everybody's like, "I think they probably just did this to cover his actual rant," but like when you watch, like, it was really funny. And
I don't know.
I don't think they.
That's probably. I mean, that's, I think it's just clever marketing. Like,
yeah, that's exactly. I think what it is. Yeah. I don't think it was fake. I think it was they. It was a Funny or Die, but like the way they did it was genius because everybody was talking about it, and then you know the release the actual video a day or two later, and everybody's like, "Oh," but just the way they did it, like, it was so literal, like, "Horse shit," and he just steps in horse shit, like, and. yeah, just like, "This dickhead over here," and it's just a guy dressed in a wiener outfit, and you're just like, "This is amazing." That was really good. And
well, there was like, isn't there like something with like that Jimmy Kimmel did like, the twerking video where that girl fell on fire.
Stuff. That was all staged. Yeah. And that's
so the thing, a lot of like, the kind of, you know, internet stuff like that.
Yeah, but then you have Christian Bale, who actually did flip out on the guy on set, and that's where, like, "Oh my god, he's the new Christian Bale." But, like, yeah, if you watch the video, it's really clever how they... They're just funny, but yeah, incredible marketing, and... You know, there's no way they could have been like, "Oh, he flipped out, okay, well, here's what we can do in a day and a half, we'll stage it and shoot it and all that stuff," but it was interesting.
I was going to pull up my... my favorite clip of the week.
Oh, man. Audio file coming soon.
Here, this, I found this week. And it The best is you gotta go look at that clip. That's the his face when he's doing it. Like, it looks like he's just about to like start crying. Like, he's like so intense.
He's really well. Like, I knew there was like a thing between him and Hogan. Like, he was really jealous of like Miss Elizabeth, and like I don't remember what the backstory was. But that's hilarious. There's a, you know, that video, and I can't remember what it was, like Fists of Fury or whatever, that video like I showed you. It was a Kickstarter. It was like really 80-ish and like
Kung Fury.
Yeah, I always forget the name. I always hear it, I'm like, I want to listen to the soundtrack. Like, I wish the soundtrack was available. Well, I found the guy who, like, is doing the soundtrack for it, but, like, his name's Mitch Murder. And he just does all this, like, 80s-sounding, like, basically exactly what that sounds like, but it's just all this music. And I'm like, I listened to that for probably 3-4 hours at work of just all this, like, 80s-driven synth just jams. And it was...
Check out the Floozies.
The Floozies.
They're kind of more, like, you know, I guess... techno dance kind of but like there's a lot of like a lot of their stuff is that kind of 80s influenced stuff, but they're from Kansas City. They're like a,
I've heard of the name, but like I haven't ever,
DJ duo, but they do some cool stuff. I'll send you some of that.
Yeah, I'll check it out. But it was just awesome because it was just like it sounded exactly like what like the backdrop sound of like a Miami Vice episode. It was just like, this is, I just sound like, this is something awesome about it. And like the summary on it is like, it's not something you should listen to when you're doing the dishes or running. This is something you just have to put on some headphones and just lay down and close your eyes and just experience them. I'm like, I wish I could do it right now because it sounds awesome. But like, then there are two other artists I found, and I can't remember their names, but same type of thing, which is like this really just instrumental 80s synth music. Yeah. Just like, this is awesome.
Right.
But that, I can't wait till that. I don't know when it's supposed to come out. It's supposed to come out in March or early April, but I don't think it's out yet.
Yeah, I follow the Facebook page, and they said something. I haven't checked back, but they were supposed to, the other day they said something about they were going to make an announcement of like when the release might was supposed to be or something, man, like that.
I can't wait.
So I think they're shooting to have it out for the summer sometime. So
I think they're going to try and make the full length, because I think it was originally just a half hour thing, but then they extended the Kickstarter or whatever, and like made, like, probably hit the goal and are going to do it. But like, it just looks awesome. And I'm just like, it's so cheesy, but at the same time, like, so just.
Yeah. What's crazy that they like made it like look that good, and it's like all pretty much green screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of wild that they, you know, how good it does.
Yeah, I'd like to watch the making of that and just see how it's just them just staying in front of a green screen for like 6 hours. Just, all right, this is it. But yeah, it was pretty awesome. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I hope it's as awesome as the trailer looked.
Yeah.
But I just really enjoyed the music.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that trailer, go check out Kung Fury.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest things ever.
It's good stuff. We were talking before we recorded that you wanted to share a story that was it the one when you went to eat the
biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
This is not for the faint of heart, because this sounds absolutely disgusting.
I've been trying to, like, I've had a story in my mind that I've been wanting to share. I just haven't been able to figure out a good place to crowbar it into a show. So I figure this would be a good one since we're just the two of us hanging out this week. So it was like three years ago, maybe now. So I think so. Anyway, went at the time. There was a show on the Travel Channel called about the Midway Truck Stop, and it was called Truck Stop Missouri. And I started watching that show just because, obviously, when it's that close to home, it's like, well, I'm gonna check this out.
Yeah,
it's a pretty interesting show, because if you're not familiar with Midway, there's like a tattoo parlor there. There's a restaurant. There's obviously the truck stop. There's like giant field like where they have like cow pasture and stuff, where they where I actually went to see Country Throwdown Festival there on the field at Midway, where that with like Willie Nelson and a bunch of people, which was cool. So they host concerts at Midway. There's like a antique mall there, like, I don't know, just all this stuff's like all on the same parking lot. It's pretty crazy. So they made a show around it. And I think they only lasted like the one season, but it was interesting. And when they were on there, like they had an episode where they talked about this Big 70 food challenge they had at the diner. And so the challenge was 7 biscuits and 2 orders of hash browns and 8 pieces of bacon. And that was covered in 70 ounces of gravy.
Oh, God, that's where I'd be like, nope, yeah. I can't do it.
So I saw them do this, and it comes out in, like, these 2 giant, like, wooden bowls, and they give it, like, to in a big, like, wooden ladle spoon. And I was going to Kansas City for Farm Aid, and I was like, I got the bright idea. I'm like, hey, let's stop in Columbia for breakfast, and I'm going to do that biscuits and gravy challenge and then go to Farm Aid. And so it was like $20 to do the challenge. And I pay my $20. I sit down, and they bring it out. I guess you're supposed to, like, call ahead, make reservations for your challenge. But they
walked in Wild West style.
Yeah, I walk in and I'm like, hey, I want to do this challenge. He's like, well, you're supposed to call ahead. I'm like, well, I just drove from Wentzville to do this challenge. So it's like, and she, that was the whole purpose of coming here.
Yeah.
And so she's like, all right, let me go talk to the cook. And then it wasn't really like, it wasn't like super busy or anything. So they were like, all right, yeah, we can do it. Give us a little bit. And so so I sit down, they bring out the first bowl, and like, you got an hour to finish the whole thing. And if you don't do it, then you got to pay $20. If you do get it, I think you got like a shirt and your name on the wall, one of that kind of deal. So I end up like knocking out like the first bowl. First it's delicious. I'm going,
I feel like there's no problem.
Yeah. I'm like, oh man, this is good. And then like it starts, you know, you're getting to the bottom of the bowl and it starts getting cold and hard and it's like, or thickening up, and it's just like, man, it's not as appetizing anymore.
Yeah.
And then, she goes, all right, you want me to bring the second bowl? And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And she brings it out, and I just get a couple bites in, and then it starts hitting me. Like, I just got, you know, 3.5 biscuits and an order of hash browns and 35 ounces of gravy, and hit my gut like concrete.
Yeah.
And so I get a couple bites in the second bowl, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm done. Like, and I realized too that I'm like, I gotta go to Farm Aid. You know, I'm gonna go sit at Farm Aid all day and listen to music. And it's like, I'm already feeling miserable. If I eat this rest of this bowl, I'm definitely not gonna be doing any good. And so, anyway, I failed. I threw in the white flag, and you know, it's funny. Like, I didn't really think anything of it for a while. Like, you know, after I did it. And then, like, a little while ago, I get, like, a text or a picture. Somebody tagged me on Facebook, and my name is on the wall of shame. And so now I got that for me. And I keep telling myself, like, I need to go back and avenge my
name. Redeem yourself. And
I need to pick a day where I'm not going to go to Farm Aid.
Yeah.
So I can actually just, like, eat it all and then go, you know, cry and lay on the couch.
Yeah.
Like,
did it cost anything? Did you say?
Yeah, it was $20.
$20.
Yeah. So I was like, I mean, yeah, really, like, wasn't, it could have been worse, but yeah. That's my biscuits and gravy story, man.
I've never done an eating challenge, but that's, I don't think I could handle it. I'd just, puny.
There's a lot of them, man. Like, especially I watch a lot of that Man vs. Food.
Oh, yeah.
When he was doing all that stuff, which, now he's, all skinny and stuff. He's done a lot of...
He's like, I probably shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, well, yeah, he about killed himself trying to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's a couple in St. Louis. There's one that's like, I forget what place it is, but there's like a pizza place that, like, it's a two-man pizza. And I think if you guys can finish the pizza, then you get like $100 or something like that.
Huh.
I don't know, something along those lines. And I'm like, but the pizza, of course, is like,
huge.
You know, yeah, whatever, you know, however big, I don't even know. But and then Crown Candy, the one that Adam Richman did in St. Louis was the Crown Candy one. That was the milkshakes challenge.
Mm.
Now, I forget the number of milkshakes, but it's like several of the, Crown Candy's thick milkshakes, and he's got to do so many. What happened on the show is he puked because your stomach can't handle all that sugar and milk, and then it's like, it's just so much. And
jeez.
But yeah, that would be pretty tasty until you hit that wall.
Yeah. Well, so before we kind of wrap up here, there's something we may be doing, but I just want to mention it here just because she's been on the show, and that's for Kelsey McClure's roast because she's moving out west. She got a job. And we're not for sure if we're going to be partaking in any like activities possibly before the roast, something Shane's kind of had an idea on, so we won't kind of talk about that till we get it for sure. But the Kelsey McClure's, it's coming in the loo, right?
Yeah.
She's been on the show, but she's, yeah, got a job and she's heading out west, so they're going to do a roast, basically a going away roast of her on May 6th, at the demo in St. Louis. Should be a good time. So just, she was very cool when she's on the show.
Yeah, bunch of other friends of the show will be there roasting her.
Yeah, here the line, we got Frankie Chubb, Charlie Michael, Winfrey, Emily Wallace, Sarah Kelly, Chris Ward, Kenny Kynes, Stryker Spurlock, and Jonathan Vinigoni. So, yeah, we've had, there's some podcast alumni out
there. Yeah, right. Yeah, so, some good friends of ours. So,
should be a good time. So, yeah, that's May 6th at the demo. Wished Kelsey. She's done a lot of good stuff for, you know, comedy in St. Louis.
Sure, yeah, awesome. She's definitely...
and her picture on this is amazing. Third finger in her nose.
Yeah, she's going to be missed around town. She's done a lot for the comedy scene and in St. Louis, and
and then April 18th, again this Saturday, we're going to be Record Store Day at Vintage Vinyl, 2:30. Come say hi to the Rock Paper Podcast. Myself and Shane will have Snickers, and
did you say Snickers?
We'll have Snickers. No, because I don't want to have to buy a bunch of Snickers. People think that stickers that you can stick on things. We'll be guest DJ from 2:30 to 3:30. But it starts early on in the day, like Shane said.
Yeah, and it's 10 o'clock and get yourself some donuts and coffee.
Yeah, gonna be all sorts of musicians and other guest DJs. Kelsey herself's gonna be there too, so you can go and say hi to her. But it's gonna be a good time. So again, that's April 18th, but we'll be there 2:30 to 3:30. Probably there throughout the day too, just hanging out. I have to work at 8 that night, so I'll have some time to hang out, so it'll be sweet. But yeah, that's at Vintage Vinyl in the Loop on April 18th. Record Store Day. I'm going to buy a record, too. I don't have a record player, but I'm going to buy one. It's going to be sweet.
Get you some, like...
I'm going to give you a Hall & Oates
right here. Yeah. They got one for you. I saw on the picture. There's a WrestleMania record.
There you go. Yeah. Music, probably WrestleMania.
I don't know. It got Hulk Hogan on the cover. I don't know.
Maybe he did a rap record.
Yeah.
There is... Oh, who was it? Macho Man did a rap. I think we maybe talked about it. Or I don't know. I'll send you a link.
It's pretty horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. There's a few records I like. I'd like to get a Third Eye Blind, Amberlynn, maybe Story of the Year. Just some records that I don't even know if they have vinyls of certain things, but just
there's a lot of stuff. I don't know about those three, but
I know Amberlynn had a few vinyl options, but I'd have to probably look on their website with them not really being a band anymore, but they probably still sell merch.
Yeah.
I'll find it. That'd just be fun to find. I mean, pick up something. I'll purchase something just to support it, so it should be a good time. But
it's always fun. There's a thread online where, you know, you take records with the people's faces on them, and then you stick it over your face.
Oh yeah,
stuff like that. All the different there's so many records where it's just they're you know, they're some goofy pose and some just their face and things. So
yeah, it'd be a good time.
It's fun to go through Vintage Vinyl and just digging through and seeing what all the weird, crazy covers off of some obscure albums that they have lying around there. So
yeah,
it's just fun.
Be a good time. So. So check us out, and that's all. You got anything else?
I don't think so, man. We do have some exciting guests coming up. We got some good shows, some good things coming. So thank you for listening, supporting us. If you've missed any of our last 60 episodes, they are all on iTunes and rockpaperpodcast.com.
Check them out.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter's been rocking out lately.
Yeah.
I always felt like I was going to quit the podcast the minute that the show took over more followers than my actual personal one. And it's blown that away, so I just have to quit the podcast now. It's all it is. But no, it's awesome. And the people that have reached out to us and just that they want to come on the show is pretty cool. So, looking forward to it.
Slowly getting there, man.
It's a good time. It's gonna be back, and I'll be excited to do another show with a guest and you, and not just
soon,
one of these days.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Came in too hot. Good time. Rock Paper Podcast, episode 61. That is a wrap.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.